Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Have Walked with Jesus is a simple book to help in times of need. The stories by Tamara Michelle Dobbs could be about anyone. Her written prayers are deeply heartfelt and rich with compassion, insight, and feeling. Her fill-in-the-blank method for personalizing each prayer helps anyone pray regardless of their religious beliefs. Practical, loving, and passionate about her message, Tamara provides a collection of powerful and inspiring words to help discover how to pray effectively and sincerely for oneself and for others. Tamara attended Illinois State University and Illinois Central College, studied comparative religions and metaphysics since she was a small child as a licensed massage therapist, Reiki master, intuitive coach, hypnotherapist, and motivational speaker. Her main goal in life is to give hope. Tamara is deeply spiritual, has helped facilitate healings through humor, personal experiences, touch, and prayer. She lives in Florida with a life partner, Stephen, and their magical cats. Tamara Michelle Dobbs, author of Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walk with Jesus, our guest on This Week in America. The book, by the way, recommended by the U.S. Review. Tamara, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
This book is so well done and receiving such excellent reviews. Really looking forward to talking about it. And let's go back to the beginning. Not only how you developed this idea, but who inspired you to write this book. A fascinating story on how this all came about. Let's go back to the beginning. Who and what were the inspiration for this?
Well, I had a lady on my massage table, and she and I had been talking about another book I've been writing for years, and I thought I would take some time off and go write that. And she came in and she had all this negative energy around her. And so I, as a Reiki master, I worked on sweeping the energy off. And I said, you know, Leslie, may I do a prayer for you? And she said, yes. And it was a prayer for peace of mind, for clarity, for things to turn out financially correct, her health of her children, everything that could go wrong. It was like, I had Job on the table. And so she allowed me to do that. And when I finished doing the prayer, she grabbed my hand. She had tears in her eyes. And she said that was the most amazing thing she'd ever heard. She was completely at peace and was prepared to deal with life. And she said, that is going to be your first book, not the one you've been working on. So that was interesting. I was like, well, that's an interesting thought. And then a couple weeks later, I got a phone call from supposedly a famous literary agent publishing company. And they wanted me to speak at their convention. And it turned out to be a weekend in Fort Lauderdale that I was flying to another state, so I couldn't do it. The interesting part is, she said, well, is your book done? And I said, no. When you're going to do it? I'm going to start it the last weekend of June, and I'm going to be done with it by the middle of July, and it'll be in editor's hands by August 1st. And then I had a dream I was going to be in the mountains, so I thought I was going to Tennessee or North Carolina. And I saved up a whole bunch of money, and all the money went away a week before I thought I was going to take off. And I ended up going, I got offered a place up in Iron Mountain, Michigan. It was a 5,500-mile trip.
Wow.
I stopped and did my longest away house call I've ever done for massage.
Yes.
And people had, and so funny, all my money disappeared, and within the decision to go the round trip 5,500 miles, within, I'd say, 6 hours, I had enough money to cover all my bills all the way through August, plus my trip. So, you know, I was trying to take control, and God said, nope, this is the way it's going to be. You're not going, yes. You're going to stop. You're going to stop in North Carolina. You're going to stop and get some more money here, but you're going to a place that has no internet and no phones reception and no television. You can take your stereo play some music that you like, and take a computer that is not going to be internet connected. And I spent 10 days writing the book.
I mean, that's amazing. That whole story, it's sort of like divine inspiration, isn't it? It's like you had some help. You had encouragement. You had some help in writing prayer when you don't have the words.
Yes. Yes. And it has been, nobody ever writes or does anything by themselves. They may think they're self-made.
Yes.
There's a lot of people, a lot of, you know, my angels in behind me. You know, the angels, I'm a firm believer in angels, and I'm also have a strong belief in Jesus. That doesn't preclude my prayers from being used from Muslims or people who practice Judaism or like my one sister who's a Jehovah's Witness, which is how I ended up coming up with a fill in the blank form.
That's so unique, and we'll talk about that during the interview. And reading the reviews, this book is really written for everybody, isn't it? It's not like if you're a different denomination than we think you are, the book's not going to work. That's just not the case, is it?
No. Even the prayers that I wrote for specific people, if you change a couple of words and change the name, you can even use those as well as the fill in the blank.
Yes.
It is, everybody has a different way that they pray to God. Everybody. What Christians, it can be Jesus, it can be God, it can be Lord. My mother said power for good. My oldest sister's Jehovah's Witness, so she's Jehovah. My family was Steve, they're Catholic. It could be anybody. One of my best friends is Jewish. They have 72 names for God. So I'm not here to judge. My job is to give hope and allow people to reach out to God, because sometimes people have situations where they really don't know what to do. They don't know how to start a dialogue.
Exactly.
Or they don't think they're worthy.
That happens so often. You hear people talk about they would like to pray for something, but they really don't know how to go about doing that. That's all been laid out for you in Tamara's book. The book is Prayer When You Don't Have the Words. I Walked with Jesus. Tamara Michelle Dobbs is the author and our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. We'll have a link on our website as well. This book is sort of an extension, isn't it, of what you do? I mentioned your background in dealing with people. This is sort of a continuation in dealing with people, especially people that have pain of some type.
Oh, yes. I was hit head on with a semi-truck December 11th, 1985. And I also have there's been an awful lot of emotional traumas throughout my life and different things that have happened. And I started having mystical experiences that were really good. They just made me a kinder, gentler, more loving person. And my family used to call me Hands and Touch, because I could come up to somebody and touch them and calm somebody down. So when it came up, massage became something that became legitimate. I went on to become a medical massage therapist, and then I found out that I was better at intuitive massage. What can I do that feels or sees, or what am I hearing? What's really going on here? And that's part of how I came to the moment that Leslie needed help above and beyond just a good massage.
And you take that talent and you're sharing it with people in the book, Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walk with Jesus. Talk a little bit about the angel cat.
Goji. He is amazing. He is, I jokingly say that his mama was Maine Coon and his papa was a traveling man. He was found in a litter of kittens that was found in a garbage can. And my niece brought him home. She gave him the name Goji. She says it means raven. I've never really looked it up, but he saved Steve's life twice. He saved mine three times. And he gets whatever he wants. He's very spoiled. He's 16 years old now. And about a year ago, I developed a spot right here. And I kept telling the doctors as they were opening up that I thought I had basal cell. Well, it turned out to be, they agreed that it was, but I couldn't get an appointment until one day I had a little bit of yogurt right here. And Goji came up and kind of gave me a headbutt and licked it off, and it tickled. And I moved like this, and he's purring. And he sniffed right here, and he's still purring, and he gives this deep growl. And then he comes up, sniffs my eyebrows, purring, growls again here, turns around, and like a cat, gave me butt and walked off. Mm. And I sent a letter to my doctor saying, you guys really need to talk to each other. It turns out it was stage 3 basal cell.
Wow.
So I always look for the silver lining. I sleep on this side, so I had more wrinkles. So this side of my face got a facelift, so now they equal.
It's just
all good.
Amazing. And the angel cat was the one that sort of prompted all of this. It's just our guest on the program is Tamara Michelle Dobbs. The title of the book, Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walk With Jesus. Let's talk about prayer and the importance of prayer. I mentioned that so many people feel in certain circumstances they need prayer, and then they stumble, like, how to begin? How do I go about doing this? Why is prayer so important to you?
When I was a little girl, I had my first near-death experience, and I had an apparition, an angel show up. My parents were not churchgoers. We had friends that were, and I started asking to go to churches, and I attended a lot of churches. And I found that whenever I get an opportunity to be quiet, I'm having a conversation with God or with Michael. In the case with God, you know, it's in a prayer form with, as I've been told, you do not pray to the angels, you do pray to God. And so I have found that if I start my day with prayers, I'm in prayer, even when I'm talking to you, there's a little part of my mind that is praying that this is going to be effective, that this is a positive move. And I'm talking to you, and that's still going on.
Yes, yes.
So for me, prayer is like breathing. It is that important to me, and I am always doing prayer for people. I've only had one or two people ask me not to. And I say, well, can I say bless you? And they're like, eh. Then they sneeze. So I said, bless you. They go, there you go. I'm like, okay, you don't want the prayer. That's all right. Well, okay. Sorry. I'm walking away and I'm saying, God bless you. I can't help it. It's my nature.
They may
not say it out loud, but yes, I always do. I do a prayer for you. I did a prayer for you that everything would be good for you today.
So, well, thank you. And it's been answered. It's going well so far. And the program is going well, the interview. And I think your message is so important and touching so many people. And it's just a pleasure to have you here discussing it on the program so we can share this message with other people. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned touch on childhood a little bit. Were those formative years for you? How influential were they in back in growing up, a teenager? How much of that formed to who you are today and your thoughts on life?
Well, I had a lot of love in my family, an immense amount of love. They were not easy people. In fact, if you read the book, you'll see that there's some stuff in there that talks about the abuse and that happened to other family members or me. And I was introduced to a church at one time, And I actually have 2 years study towards being a minister in a non-denominational. And I ended up not following up with that. 2 years study twice. I always talk to God, and I've done an awful, I used to do a lot of prayers for my mom and my dad. They needed it so bad. And so did my brothers and my sisters. They are all needed a lot of help because they did a lot of things that weren't real good. And now my mom and my father are now deceased, and I am completely comfortable that they're exactly where they need to be, and it's a good place. So, but it made me stronger. It made me tougher. It made me, I look nice, and I look like somebody called me a fluffy nutter bunny. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. If you need my help and you need my strength, it is way beyond what most people would understand. And I'm not talking physical strength.
Yes.
So it really, I wouldn't be who I was if I hadn't had that particular set of parents.
And be able to take that and use it in outreach and helping so many other people, whether it's in the book or whether it's a massage therapist or whatever it is that you're doing. The book, Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walk with Jesus by Tamara Michelle Dobbs. And boy, time going quickly. A few minutes left in the program. We touched on life after death and those experiences that you had. What angels, Jesus, what were they like? What was heaven like? Did you experience angels?
I did. The first time I had one show up when I was a little girl and I asked to stay. That's the whole, that story is in the book. Well, actually, most of the stories are in the book. And most of it's in the last chapter. Because I wanted it to stay a prayer book and not about me, even though it's about me. And the reason why it's about me is enough to help other people to see that, they're not the only ones going through this stuff. So my second time, I was hit head on with a semi truck. And I experienced being in the light and two beings. They were my size for my comfort, but they were fast. And they gave me the choice. And most near-death experiences or death experiences, because I was put aside on the side of the road. There was nobody working on me at first. My experience was they gave me the choice. Do you want to go back and do what you came here to do, being the planet? And I was like, send me back. And then I started to get a better understanding and about what I needed to do and where I needed to go. And then a few years ago, I had a hissy fit, got myself in trouble, ended up in the hospital for 4 or 5 days, heart stopped twice. And instead of seeing the light or seeing the angels, I had this soft little laugh saying, no, you can't come home now. We finally have you where we need you. And then 2 months later, which is why I actually had the hissy fit, nobody was listening to me. I had a 5-pound baseball-sized gallbladder that everybody kept telling me I was perfectly healthy. You're not perfectly healthy if it's that big.
Wow,
and
no.
My body was filled with sepsis. I didn't die the week that I was in the hospital or the 10 days I was in the hospital. I died at home. And the angel cat, Goji, he squeaks. He doesn't meow. He jumped on Steve. Steve sleeps at one end of the bed and I sleep at the other. He's got the fan. I've got the heater.
Okay.
And Goji started jumping on him and squeaking. And Steve, I'm going to clean it up, said, what the heck, Goji? And he starts screaming for me. I don't react. Goji comes and pounces on me. And Steve goes, uh-oh, we got a problem. He turns me over. I have no heartbeat and I'm not breathing. And so he ended up punching me here and in the diaphragm and started shaking me. It was like being ripped out of the fabric of the universe. my story, I was in the most beautiful place. The colors, the music, the man, olive colored skin, auburn hair, his eye color changed. It was like all colors that a human eye could possibly be, and then meant. And then he grabbed my hand and we perused the heavens. And the biggest piece I got out of it, and I know I have a lot to do, the biggest piece I got out of it was there's room for all of us. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Certain people in certain Christian religions are going to say, no, I'm not telling the truth. Well, Christianity is a small amount of society. God created all of us. And God loves and God cares. And Jesus, who I had always thought was like my brother, was too busy for me. Yeah. He's with me anytime I ask, and even when I don't ask. I have Jesus, I have the angels, I believe in God. I'm at peace with it. Now, interesting thing is I ran into a woman who wrote a book. And her book was The Seven Lessons I Learned in Heaven. And we met right after I published it the second time. And we both described Jesus the same way.
Wow.
Which was pretty. She said everything was the same except for music. She's tone deaf. If she'd heard music, she would have thought she was somewhere else. I am not tone deaf.
That's just such an amazing story. And the book contains many of those stories. And a couple of minutes left here. The book, by the way, Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walked with Jesus, Tamara Michelle Dobbs. I'll give you that one more time before we conclude here. And then, of course, it'll be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about why the book is so impactful for people. Let's talk about, I mentioned the fill-in-the-blank method. You've got it, a number of prayers. You've got it divided into categories. Talk about how this can really help all of us formulate the prayers that we struggle with now because we don't know where to begin.
Well, it starts with the story about the prayer I did for somebody, and then the fill-in-the-blank. The one I did for somebody can be changed just slightly, and you can use it as a template. The one I have a lot of people I know who have lost children. And so the big part, there's a big chapter in there about grief. There's also a big chapter in there about forgiveness. And these are huge. Grief and forgiveness, I mean, people pass away and we're angry at them for something stupid. They didn't take the garbage out. And then we're angry at ourselves because we didn't forgive them because they didn't take the garbage out. And there was no time to say goodbye. There was no time. It just helps to rearrange things in your mind. And, you know, it's sometimes it's just time for people to go. And another one is unrequited love. There's a thing on love, and we get it in our heads. We have to have this one person, and we believe that, you know, we don't hear the lies. We don't see the signs. Well, the book kind of shows you a little bit of the signs and the lies and how to deal with the grief. My oldest niece, second oldest niece, her name's Patty. She's actually, she wrote something on the front of the book. Her oldest daughter passed away at 29. And I wrote the prayer that I wrote it as if I was her, as if it was my child who had passed away.
Yes.
And how after hearing her, people get so tired of the platitudes. And it kind of gives an idea of how you can allow people to give their platitudes and not hold it against them because they're grieving too. We forget when we're grieving that anybody else is. The most selfish thing in the world is grieving. It's because it's all within us and we don't think anybody else understands. And this kind of helps it. It kind of gives a little better feel to it. So it's It was a fun book to write. It took me a lot of, like, 35 editions, the first one. The last part, When I Walked with Jesus, was edited 3 times and proofread twice. The other one had at least 35 to 100 times.
What? Now, what are you working on now?
I have one, and I really... It's going to... The subtitle, I don't want to say, but it's funny. the main title is God's Got a Plan. And then God created, and then there's this thing that God created, and that's going to be the front of the book. Because it is never what we think it's going to be. We think we're going to get up in the morning, we're going to go to school, we're going to go to work, we're going to kiss our husbands and our children, and instead you trip over, you trip over the cat.
Yes.
And the rest of the day is gone. you just and then it turns out to be perfect because that little trip to the emergency room introduced you to somebody that you really needed to know. And it's all great big puzzle. It all comes together eventually.
All seems to be connected. Yes. I love to have the chance to talk about that as well. You've done such a wonderful job with Prayer When You Don't Have the Words, I Walked with Jesus, Tamara Michelle Dobbs, a simple book to help in times of need. I talked about the fill in the blank method for personalizing each prayer, helps anyone pray regardless of their religious belief. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Tamara, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rick.
You're welcome. The book, once again, is called Prayer When You Don't Have the Words. Tamara does. The book, Tamara Michelle Dobbs, the author. You'll find it available at Amazon. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.